Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Efficiency will only get us so far. And when you find yourself focused on efficiency, focused on being faster, I want you to remember there comes a point in time where you will hit a wall on how fast, how hard, and how much you can run. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. And welcome back to another week and another episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, T-Bone, and each week we get on here and we try to help you build a better practice, so that you can take control of your career, your finances, and your future. Now, why should you listen to us or me? 25 years of doing things in a way that just get results. That doesn't mean I'm the best. Doesn't mean I'm not flawed. But what I can promise you is the advice and the thoughts that we're giving are rooted in everyday practice of actually doing it and actually running a practice, and that's why I hope you tune in every single week. Now, before I get into this week's episode, I need your help. We want to double the listenership and viewership of our podcast. I would love for you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and search 3D Dentists, and you'll find our YouTube channel where we've got amazing stuff on there. I'd love for you to share this podcast with your team members and subscribe to this podcast on their Apple Podcasts or their Spotify app, and your friends and family as well. Maybe not your family, but your friends, unless your family's in the dental business. We want to do that. Now, what are we going to talk about this week? You know, today I'm going to talk about something that's really driving me bonkers. And that's the concept that efficiency is going to get us where we want to go in dentistry. And nothing could be further from the truth. Now, hear me out and let me lay it out for you. Okay, let's think about this. How many times have you been sold that the way to make more money, the way to drive revenue is to be more efficient in your practice? In other words, do things faster. See more patients is what this leads to. And the reality is, unless you're in a startup or unless you're like got a lot of open time, none of us want to see more patients. Now, what we may want to do is see different patients, but very few of us want to see more patients. In fact, it's this rat race, this hamster wheel of seeing more patients that's driving us crazy. Now, what should we be focused on if we're not focused on efficiency? It's a slightly different word, effectiveness. Now, you might be saying, what's the difference in efficiency and effectiveness? It's not unusual for most offices to use these words, and most dentists to use these words interchangeably. Now, look, here is the reality. You can't not be efficient, but you can't not be effective. So let's start with some definitions. What is efficiency? Let me get this going here. Efficiency means doing things right, whether that means moving faster, getting work done with fewer resources, accomplishing big projects with a smaller budget, or otherwise doing more with less. Who doesn't want to be efficient? At the end of the day, I don't want to take 1 hour to do something when I can take 30 minutes to do something. You know, I don't want us to use 50 endophiles when we could do the job with one endophile. So I'm not against efficiency per se. I'm just trying to help you see or hope to sway you to understand that we need to be worked on effectiveness first before we focus solely on efficiency. Because here's the reality. You will reach a point where you can't be any more efficient. Like, how much faster can you be? I'll give you an example, okay? Because this drives me nuts. Efficiency doesn't really matter if it doesn't change how you schedule. So when I started in dentistry, not trying to be that old, again, there's some people that are older than me, it wasn't unusual for a curing light to take 30 seconds to cure. And then with changes in lamp technologies, with halogen bulbs, powerfulness, we were able to get down to 20 seconds and then 10 seconds. And then we got into even fancier lights that suddenly started curing in 5 seconds and now even 3 seconds. Recently, I saw a light that was touting a 1 second cure. Now, that's amazing. That's amazing efficiency. In the span of 25 years, we've gone from 30 seconds to cure something to 1 second to cure something. Great news. I'm going to go tell my front office people, start scheduling my composite restorations for 1 minute less. So now I can schedule more patients because that 1 minute difference really translates into how I'm going to schedule differently. That's an example of why efficiency has limitations. At what point, you know, are we going to get more? Can we get more efficient? There comes a point where we can't. So let's talk about effectiveness. So what is effectiveness? Effectiveness means working on the right things, that is to say, things that drive business value and move the needle on company goals. Now, what I hear in that is, hey, I need to be efficient, but more importantly, I need to be effective. In other words, what good is it if my hygienist, I'm just using them as an example here, if I use my hygienist produces $2,000 a day, but they do it by seeing 20 patients. And that puts unbelievable stress on my front office team, unbelievable stress on my sterilization team. Effectiveness would be, hey, I need to do $2,000 a day, but you know what? Let me find a way to do that in 6 or 7 patients per day. Because now I produce the desired result, but I do it without putting all kinds of stress on my front office team, my sterilization, this rat race of turnover. Now, again, I'm trying to use somewhat extreme examples, but for those of you that are experiencing this efficiency wall, you understand what I'm saying. So now, again, we need to be effective first and then efficient second. Let me give you an example here, okay? Let me kind of keep going down this road, okay? I'm an efficient team, but not effective. I mean, that's my example here. Got a patient that comes in. He or she wants to have all of her teeth done to make her smile look a little better, maybe 8 teeth, 10 teeth, whatever number of teeth you want. You're so focused on efficiency. You've watched all the Insta-famous fake book. You've gone to all the training programs out there, 3D dentists included to a certain degree. And your patient comes in today. You're unbelievably efficient. And you get the smile design done and using an app, using exocad, 3Shape, you outsource it to 24-hour service place, whatever it may be. You're unbelievably efficient. Your patient comes back in. You show them the smile design. You do an emotional mock-up where you put it in the mouth and the patient's unhappy because you weren't effective at listening to what the patient actually wanted. you made the teeth too white, you made them too long, you made them too round, or you made them too square, you made them too bulky, and what the patient wanted was something different. That's being efficient, but not being effective. Now, let's use the same example and say, hey, I'm an effective team, but not efficient. Same patient comes in, I do an unbelievable job of listening and talking to the patient and understanding exactly what they want. But then it takes 2 weeks to get the result, to get the wax up back because I'm using a lab, I'm doing a traditional model or even a digital model, but the lab takes forever, I'm not pre-scheduling it, all of these things. And the patient loses interest or says no because I found somebody else that could do it faster. Now that's an effective situation, but an inefficient scenario. So the truth is we have to be both effective and efficient. But we've done a good job in our profession of focus on efficiency. One file endo, 90-second crown preps, 1 second cure, cramming multiple things into a single visit. Many of the things that we teach here at 3D Dentists, many of the things I've talked about. But what I think is lost in our message and something I'm going to personally really focus on is effectiveness. To me, effectiveness is focusing on the things that move the needle of the practice, that makes the goals happen. Now, some of you may want to have, you like this busyness and this slightly chaotic work or pace of work. Great. If that's important to you, then be effective at communicating that message to your team and work. Be as efficient as you can so that you can create more work. That's okay. Now, what I have found and what those that come to 3D Dentists, those that join our business mastermind, what they are attracted to is, hey, I want to be as productive as possible in as few patients and as few days as possible. I want to build a business, not a practice. Meaning, hey, you know what? I want to be able to take 2-3 weeks off. I want to be able to take a couple of weeks off every quarter and not have my practice shut down because I have a partner or a associate partner or just an associate in my practice. That's what we're seeing. And that's what I believe is the future of independent private practice of the future, is that we want to do more with less or in less chaos. That's what we're attracting. And that's the message that I try to put out there with this podcast and what we try to teach and implement at 3D Dentists. So, what are three things that you can do to help build effectiveness, but while maintaining efficiency? I like to give you three specific tasks or things and thoughts that you can work on for this. Number one, I want you to connect your goals to everyday work and long-term practice outcomes that you desire. Let me give you an example. All of us should be tracking production, office production. I need to do $100,000 a month. And that's what we focus on. We send the message out there to our team that we need to do $100,000 a month. And your great team that's there to work with you and for you, they work more efficiently to see more patients, to work you to the bone, to work themselves to the bone, to hit that $100,000. Who can argue with that? But what if there is a different way? What if instead of just focusing on the overall production, we change that a little bit and say, hey, you know what? We do need to hit $100,000, but the real goal that we want to focus on is production per visit. In other words, what is our production per patient visit? And that will, I promise you, have a very different outcome. You will still hit your $100,000, but now the focus, the effectiveness, because it's tied to the overall vision and mission of the practice, is, you know what, we want to do that in the least number of visits possible. Now you will start doing fewer well-planned visits. Now you will be able to focus on saying yes to the best and getting patients and having patients choose elective type of procedures. But yet, and yet you will still have that overall goal of the $100,000 in this example. So again, that's connecting your goals more appropriately to the outcome that you want that achieves your long-term goals. That's task number one. Task number two, increase cross-function visibility. This is something I really need to work on a little bit more in my practice and a little bit more in my life, quite frankly. And that's understand, what do I mean by cross-function visibility? That doesn't necessarily mean, which by the way is not a bad idea, that doesn't necessarily mean not training people or just training people to be able to do other people's jobs, because there's an importance in that. But what I mean by this is a little bit of training to understand what other people in the practice are doing. So an example of this would be not having your team members work in silos. I'm very guilty of this. I'll get somebody so focused on this particular task that they'll maybe forget how what they're doing and or not doing affects the overall practice and the others in the practice. So I'll give you an example. You know, I've talked to my team about, hey, you know what? I want to do 100, again, making up the numbers and use the same example here. I want to do $100,000 a month. And so my treatment coordinator is focused on that, on that, on that, on that. And then she keeps scheduling the patients, but there's no breathing room. There's no, you know, like I call what we call Swiss cheese in our schedule. And because there's no Swiss cheese in our schedule, there's no breathing room in our schedule, we're never able to really get the time it takes to implement 5-axis milling or 3D printing or a digital workflow or some new technique that we just need a little bit of time to experiment and kind of work through the kinks. And so my treatment coordinator is focused on what I've told her to focus on, which is making sure I'm scheduled to $100,000. But what she may not be aware of, because I'm not communicating that well, is how driving us to maximum efficiency keeps us from being effective on the things that will actually move the practice forward, because it'll help us move the vision of what we want. So that's, again, increasing cross-function visibility by understanding that what I'm doing, how it affects the other people and the overall vision and goal of the practice. That's number two. Number three is invest in automation and integration. Now, once we're kind of effective and we're clearly focusing and communicating our goals to our team, now let's invest in automation and integration. I'll give you some specific examples. I think me and Meredith talked about this in a recent podcast episode. That is, nothing drives me bonkers than us being inefficient because we're sitting there walking through the patient scheduled at, let's say, 9 o'clock, and I've got an hour scheduled to do XYZ procedure, and the patient walks in, we get him back, and then we're doing consents, we're doing all of very important things. But now it's 9:10 by the time we get all that done and taken care of. Why not invest in automation and integration where that stuff is text messaged to the patient in advance and they click a button, they sign that stuff, they can chat and ask any questions they have before they get to the office? That is an area that I would like to be more efficient in. And that's what I mean by investing in automation and integration, those things that create some efficiency, but also create effectiveness so that we can be more effective in getting to where we want. So imagine all your patients before they come in. I mean, I don't know if this is possible, if this exists, but they get a text message saying, hey, we look forward to seeing you for your cleaning today. Today's visit's going to be $25, $50, $0, or whatever the dollar amount is. Let's go ahead and take care of that today. And so that way you don't have to deal with it. They click a button on their phone, Apple Pay, Google Pay, whatever pops up, they click the button, boom, done. Now there's none of that happening during the visit. That's investing in automation and integration. Another example of where this has come into our lives is how many of us are pre-ordering our meals or coffee before we ever get to the restaurant. Like, I can't, like, it's unfathomable to me today that I would go to Starbucks and then order my stuff. In fact, what we're doing now is we get on the app, we order our stuff, then we go to Starbucks to pick it up. So that way they're as efficient but effective, because their ordering process promotes the products that they want, minimizes the number of visits I got to make. It's pretty amazing how this stuff is happening and what's happening around us. But again, kind of to close up this episode, is efficiency will only get us so far. And when you find yourself focused on efficiency, focused on being faster, I want you to remember there comes a point in time where you will hit a wall on how fast, how hard, and how much you can run. Okay? For those of you that are in your late 20s and early 30s, go for it, man. Run, 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 run. But there's a reason I keep losing to older golfers. They're unbelievably effective. Not necessarily efficient. They're effective. They hit the ball 150 yards down, 150 yards down, chip, putt, par. I'm all over the damn course. They're more effective. So as we get a little bit older, as you get wiser, as you get stronger in focusing on the longevity of your career and the happiness of your career, what I promise you is that being more effective and being focused on effectiveness is more important than simply being efficient. Now, my message and sales pitch for the day. If you want to help yourself become effective, you got to get clear about what you're wanting to accomplish in your practice and in your life. That is something we focus on hard in our 3D Business Mastermind. We are now booking into 2025. If you want to join our business mastermind, you're like, hey, this isn't the year. I got this to get registered, get signed up, stop putting it off, stop waiting for the future to become successful. Stop it. Okay. Get registered, apply, see if this is the right program for you. See if you're a good fit for what we do. Contact Meredith, do a strategy call, and see if this makes sense for you. I promise you, if it's the right fit for you, we will make a difference in your practice. And the example I use is nobody's ready for a kid. They just happen, and we find a way. Stop waiting for the right time to do something that will move the needle and move your career. I promise you, what we do works for the vast majority of people that come through it, because we're focused on the right things, getting clear, training your team, and doing more with less so that you can have a little bit of peace in your life. Thank you, and see you guys next week.